Folks, you ain't heard nothing yet.
This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Charles Boyer.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April a shower come along.
Folks, this is Al Jolson in the Old Kraft Music Hall. Well, the Christmas season is already in Hollywood, and all the stars parade down Hollywood Boulevard, which is called Santa Claus Lane. At the head of the parade is a big float carrying Santa Claus himself. And you know something? Santa Claus is wearing a beautiful green suit. This year, he doesn't dare to wear red.
Al, today is the princess's wedding day. I'm surprised to see you here.
Well, to tell you the truth, Oscar, I got an invitation to be one of the bridesmaids. Really, I did.
How could you be one of the bridesmaids?
I lied about my age. Listen, Oscar, I want to give you a little tip. Try and have him do your next picture in Technicolor.
I did my last picture that way, Romance in High C.
How'd you come out in Technicolor?
I look plaid. I don't like color pictures.
Really?
My piano always comes out healthier looking than me.
In addition to that, the piano has a little more polish. Now, Oscar, look.
I'll leave the piano out of my next picture and depend on my own charm. I shall be America's answer to James Mason.
Oscar?
Play the piano and give it a good pounding.
Same old Oscar. Look, Oscar boy, don't take it out on the piano. Play something tonight nice, gay, and frivolous, won't you?
As you wish, Al. But my heart is breaking. And if while I play, a tear should drop upon the keys, that's just to keep them clean.
Food shoppers, this coming week is one of your busiest weeks of the year. And when you do your shopping, remember, it takes quality as well as a reasonable price to make a real bargain. For example, when you buy cream cheese, always insist on the brand that's guaranteed fresh. It's rich-tasting, fresh-tasting Philadelphia brand cream cheese, made only by Kraft and marked Philadelphia brand on every package. During the coming week, you'll probably be buying cream cheese. So be a smart shopper. See the name Philadelphia brand on the packages you buy. Protect yourself with Kraft's guarantee of freshness.
Gee, Al, I didn't know you could sing.
Oh, Oscar. Honestly, Oscar, I don't want to, you know, it was nothing.
I know, but I enjoyed it anyway.
Oscar, that's kind of nice. What's the name of that number?
It's not a number. I was just trying to break off a hangnail.
You could write some beautiful songs, you know, if you had more hangnails. Look, Oscar. Give me another pukio, whatever you call it, will you?
That's all I do is give you a pukio.
Oscar, look, Oscar. Oscar, take five, will you? I want to sing this a cappella. By the light of the silvery moon.
Al.
What?
You need me. Al, there's something I'd like to hear you do now.
What?
It's the anniversary song, and I think it's appropriate. It's appropriate because you've had more of them than anyone else.
What?
Blossoming dawn, the song.
Pardon me. Pardon me, sir. Are you Asa Johnson?
No, 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 sir. I'm Asa Yolson of Yolson & Johnson. And, Mr. Boyer, I know who you are, and I'm really happy to see you here in the Kraft Music Hall.
What? Kraft Music Hall?
Surely.
Oh, I believe there is a little mistake, Mr. Yolson. When they said musical, I assumed I was going to attend a concert.
Well, that's really a terrible mistake.
Yes, yes, I know, but I didn't realize it until I heard you sing. You see, Mr. Jolson, in France, yeah. we have great respect for old age. Especially when it comes in such large quantities.
Yeah. Well, look, Charlie, please do me a favor. I mean, every week this happens. Let's not talk about my age. After all, it's not that I'm older than anyone else. I was born just a little earlier, that's all.
I know, Earl, and I assure you, France is very, very grateful to you, early Americans. And by the way, in case Napoleon forgot, yeah. I want to personally thank you for the money you spent for the Louisiana Purchase.
Between you, we have something in common, you know.
Really?
We're both great lovers.
Is that so?
Except I ain't had no advertising, you know. Now, in The Arch of Triumph, I happen to see the picture in the projection room. Ingrid Bergman gives you a wonderful kiss. Tell me, Charlie, what's your secret? What made her do that?
Her contract with Enterprise Studios. Now, listen, Al.
Yeah?
Tell me, aren't there others to always play the great lover?
Really?
Now, today I even got a call from Grauman's Chinese Theater. Mm. They want me to put my heart prints in the cement.
Heart prints?
Yes.
My knee prints are already there. But the Arch, you can discuss them with me. I just got my 1948 Esquire calendar.
Esquire?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in France, we call that the Ladies Home Journal.
This time next week, when the music hall comes through your radio, your folks will have had their Thanksgiving dinner. Probably your menu, like many hundreds of thousands across the land, will have included the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese.
Folks, there's an old saying that goes, the song that we hear with our ears is only the song that is sung in our hearts. But only a great artist can take that song from his heart and transpose it so we all can enjoy it. Such an artist was my old friend Jerome Kern. Songwriters everywhere acclaimed him as the Dean of American Music. Jerry had many a hit show on Broadway and many a hit song on the lips of the people. To me, his greatest work was a score from Showboat.
That old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. Heart is weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and fear of the dying. But old man River, he just keeps crawling along.
Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away.
Good night, folks.
Tune in again next Thursday when our special guest will be Dorothy L'Amour. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into the station to hear Jack Carson with Eve Arden, who'll follow immediately.
Today, the clever hostess takes no chances, preferring to serve her salads with one of two famous French dressings made by Kraft. The first Kraft French dressing, mild yet spicy enough, is America's most popular French dressing.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.